Blog Talk Radio.
Race fans, we got something special just for you. Listen in as Chris, Yellow Caution Flag Creighton, and Mr. DJ Sports are in the studio. The 110 Nation Race Chat Live exclusive, bringing you interviews from drivers, promoters, and crews of all types of racing. These are interviews you do not want to miss, so make sure you guys check it out. All right, I believe I'm in here finally. Having issues with one of the phones, so I had to figure out how to jump on the other phone. And, of course, the other phone doesn't allow me to have a headset or everything else, and I don't have my earbuds with me. They're at the work charging stuff, those are hanging up. But glad to be here. Sorry that I'm late. We got Dylan Martin joining us. This is almost like the first time. Kind of everything just not going as planned here. But I got Miss Lee with me tonight. Chris cannot make it. And so let me get her into the studio. Miss Lee, how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing better. Just wish this other phone would have not gone complunker. So I'm hoping it would get a charge so I could switch over. Am I coming through clear?
Yeah, I can hear you fine.
Yeah. Okay. Never used this phone actually to do my show before, so it's just different. Anyway, we got Dylan Martin joining us tonight on the 110 Nation Race Chat Live exclusive. Dylan Martin is somebody that has been a long-time friend, visitor of the 110 Nation, one of the first people we actually had on the show. He was very young. I was very young in the broadcasting side of my life. It was kind of a nerve-wracking kind of ordeal at that point in time for all of us. So what I thought was 30 minutes worth of questions planned out, come to find out with one-worded answers. I had about 5 minutes worth of questions lined up and a bunch of dead air after that. I think we finally made it through it. Fast forward, having Dylan Martin on the show many times and his brother, usually 30 minutes does not even cut it anymore. So a lot has happened since we've had Dylan Martin on the show. So we got a lot of catching up to do. Want to kind of introduce our listeners and everybody too, Dylan Martin, kind of let everybody know where he got started, when he got started, and just kind of fast forward through where we're at today here in 2023. So without any further delay, Dylan, how are you doing tonight?
I'm good. How are you?
Not too bad. Just glad everything finally settled down. We got everything going here. Before we jump into everything, let the listeners know where they can find you, why, social media-wise, whatever you use to keep up with the fans. Any sponsors, marketing partners, anything you want to throw out there before we jump into this.
They can follow me on Facebook at Dylan Martin Racing, LLC. And then my Instagram is DylanMartin07, as well as my Twitter. And as for sponsors, that's questionable. Performance Distributor still gives me parts here and there, stuff I need. But other than that, it's just me and my American Express credit card.
Oh, Lord. I was just thinking the other day, if I wouldn't have got home late, I was going to take a picture of it and put it on Facebook. But I still have the first Stillwear. Actually, it's hanging up drying. It's all dry, none of my shirts. But I still got the first Dylan Martin gray shirt that y'all sent me. Don't know where I went.
That's impressive.
I still wear my gray one.
Yeah, I
still wear.
I don't have the jacket. I don't have the bag. I don't have a backpack. But I think I've got one or two shirts possibly. But that's about it. Everybody else has everything, but except for me.
Guarantee I got a number 7 autographed hat somewhere floating around here too, of yours.
Oh yeah, those are always floating around somewhere. I feel those things every damn day.
Oh Lord, that's another thing I missed. I didn't mention this before, but every time that we get Dylan and his brother, or one or the other, it doesn't matter. We're up for a good laugh. I think I've had tears in my eyes from laughing more times with you and your brother than I've ever had on anybody else combined. So looking forward to tonight, but looking forward to tonight. Let the listeners know when you got into racing, at what age, what got you into racing, how all that started for you.
Oh, that's a long story. And the older I get, the longer it gets. I feel like for the past 10 years, I've been telling people, you know, they ask me how long have I been racing. And for the past 10 years, I've been telling them about 10 years. So I believe it's been probably, I would say 13, 14, 15 years maybe. I started when I was younger, and I was probably 7, 8, 9-ish. I started racing motocross. And that quickly went on the back burner after I kept putting myself in the hospital. So they decided, let's go some little safer. And they're like, go-karts? Nope, not go-karts. We're going to go with quarter midgets because at least they're basically a go-kart, but they have a roll cage to them. So I did that for probably 3 or 4 years maybe. Not as long as I felt like I did it. But right after that, probably around 2011 or 12, we just went straight into pro trucks, which we ran pro trucks for probably 4 or 5 years maybe, and we were fairly successful. We were fairly successful in the trucks, and while we're doing trucks, I mean, we're doing all the social media stuff, all the marketing, all the charity things, all the crazy events we did. We would do 5, 6 parades a year for Christmas parades, and it quickly consumed my life. So at that point, that's when we decided, okay, let's kind of put the school thing on hold for a while. So I just went and did online school and got my high school diploma. And quickly after that, I think I was probably 15 or 16 maybe. No, I was probably older than that. I was probably 16 or 17. I went into late models. So I raced super late models for probably not even a whole season, to be honest. We didn't race it very long until we decided we're going to go top dog, big dog racing. And we went to North Carolina, and I signed a deal with Empire Racing, and we raced for them for 1 year. We raced late model stocks. We raced ARCA. The team itself ran a few truck races. And then after that, I moved back to Florida after the funds dried up, and I sold everything and went back to modified racing about 6 years later.
I know there was a break in there. I don't know if the accident had anything to do with the break. If it did, how long did it take you after you had your wreck that you got back into racing?
Well, after the wreck, I was back in a race car. It's actually on my Twitter. I think it was 16 weeks. I don't even think it was that long. Let me look. It was 11 weeks after my accident. I was strapped back into a race car.
That's not bad at all.
No,
and
it was like,
I know. Hated it.
I'm sure everybody told me, they're like, this is dumb. Don't do this. Nobody's going to do this. But I knew I wasn't going to be competitive. I knew I wasn't going to be fast. I knew after a few laps, I was just going to basically falling out of the seat. But I was like, you know, I'm going to do this for me, and I did it for me. Unfortunately, we didn't run the race. Not really, unfortunately. We ran a qualifying, and then we ran an LCQ race. And after the LCQ race, I was like, okay, you know, that was 8 laps, and I'm dying. So I'm like, you know what, I'm just not going to run the big race. So we decided not to run the big race. But, I mean, I did exactly what I wanted to do. So it worked out.
Well, you got back up on that horse.
Exactly. I bought that – it was a truck. So after I came out from North Carolina, I still had the super late model, and I traded that roller for roller for a open wheel modified. Completely redid that car. And after the North Carolina thing, I kind of knew that if I was going to race, it was going to be on my dollar. So I was trying to do something a little more cost effective, but it turned out that I had that modified, completely redone, gorgeous, perfect, everything brand new, and then had the super late model motor in it. Well, that kind of defeats the whole purpose. I stand back and look at them. I miss it. This thing is really nice, but I got 30 grand sitting right here, and it's just a roller. So, again, I sold everything, and I didn't buy that truck until, I'm not even kidding, I think 3 days before that accident, I bought the truck. So it was like either I race it or it sits there and rots.
Cool.
Was that Kim's old truck you bought?
Say that again.
Was that Kim's old truck that you bought?
No, it wasn't her truck. Her truck is, she still has it. A few months ago, she brought it to me, and I completely redid the truck. I didn't redo the truck. I got it running again. It's been sitting in the trailer for, I think, 3 or 4 years probably. Probably closer to 5. I'm not sure, to be honest. But she brought it to me, and she wanted to be able to take it to charity events. So it's been sitting in the trailer for that long, so I pulled it out, and I completely redid all the fuel lines, some of the wiring stuff, carburetor, all the spark plugs, and made it actually move again. But other than that, it's still sitting there as a collectible piece of this, at this point.
Nice. Yeah, I haven't heard much from Kim lately. I don't get on Facebook a lot, but I wasn't sure if she still had it or, you know, what was going on with that.
Yeah, no, she still has it. She wants to go back racing so bad, but she's just so busy with work and personal stuff that the truck right now, it still looks exactly the same. Trailer looks exactly the same, same wrap on everything. So pretty sure it's got the same tires on it, too. And she just wants to go take it to charity events just to some of the kids to see, because it's hard to go to a charity event with a bunch of kids and tell them, like, hey, you know, I'm a race car driver, but, you know, kids are – they're very visual learners, so there's something visual
right
about you telling them. So she wants to be able to bring the car and just not to worry about it, be able to pull it in and out of the trailer, no problem, move it around the parking lot if she had to.
Right. Now, that's nice. That's good. Nice that you did that for her.
Now, how's the season going? How's it been going for you racing on your dollar? How's that working out so far?
It's been frustrating, rewarding, very tiring and exhausting. I bought the another open wheel modified, but it's considered an A mod, so it's a it's open wheel body chassis. It's got a 602 motor on it, and we run on radial tires. Well, radials with quotes. They're basically slicks with two grooves in them. But I got that car, and I was gonna set the world on fire with it. And then I quickly found out that I was not going to set the world on fire with that car. So, but yeah, me, Joey Ragusa, Patrick Rickman, Dave Culprit, we've touched every single nut and bolt on that thing, and everything's been cut off and rewelded on that car. But unfortunately, it was probably 3 races after I bought it, after I started racing it, I quickly realized that the front clip of that car was bent. So, you know me, I'm racing on my dollar. So I cut the frame rails bent it back up with the jack, and welded it back so it was kind of semi-straightish. But we've had some pretty successful nights. I mean, we had I say successful, never won a race yet in the car, but I think we've raced 8 or 9 times with it so far. But I mean, for me, my entire racing career has always been around, you know, basically I was a steering wheel holder. You know, I showed up, drove, went home. When I started work for Empire, or when we started racing for Empire, I also worked for them as a full-time job. So at that point, I really got to get in and, you know, understand what stuff do, how to do things on these cars, and, you know, what things would make them better. And, you know, so when I got back to Florida, no, 7 years later, I bought a race car again. I bought the A-Mod, and then I was like, man, I kind of know a lot, but I don't know. No, I'm not a setup guy. I'm not a geometry guy. I hate numbers, but I quickly realized that that's all race cars are about. So, if it wasn't for Joey, I mean, I'd still be probably running the dead last. But I have learned a lot. I tell him all the time. I was like, my head's like a sponge when I'm around him. I just try to absorb as much as I can. I've got notebooks with just pages and pages full of notes and measurements and tire pressures and setup stuff. We had two third place finishes in a row. Had a fourth place finish, had a bunch of fifth place finishes. And then, unfortunately, the last race is most likely my last race for probably a few months, if not the rest of the year, because the car's pretty much just destroyed.
Bummer.
Are you running the same track, or are you running different tracks?
No, it's all the same track. It's still, I'm just running Auburndale right now because we've had so many issues with this car that I don't want to get to the point of like, okay, I think the car's good and go travel, you know, 2, 3, 4, 5 hours and go to a track and get there and break. And I'm like, okay, well, one, I mean, everything about racing kind of frustrates me just because I can't stand spending money, and you spend a lot of money racing. So I would just be beside myself if we traveled and it something happened and got to turn around, come right back home. So right now we're trying to stay at one track until we get all the bugs worked out. Luckily, I think, you know, the entire car's worked out now because I'm pretty sure everything's been touched on it. But unfortunately, I got to take a sawzall to the front of the clip and cut the whole frame off it. So.
Trying to think what else. Did you have any goals for this season, and did you accomplish the goals that you had for this season?
You know, to be totally honest, I don't think I ever sat down and just thought about what goals I want this year. My goal is to obviously I just want to win. That's all I've ever wanted to do since I got back in race cars. Like, I just want to win again. And I mean, I know when I do finally. I'm not going to say if, I'm saying when, because I know I will at some point. When I do want to race, I know when I go to the front stretch and do my interview, I'm going to be all excited, and everybody's going to be all excited, taking pictures and stuff, and the fans are just going to be like, what? Why are you so excited? It's just a modified, it's nothing crazy. But the fact is, I haven't been in victory lane at that track in probably 7, 8 years, probably 8 or 9 mm-hmm. years, to be honest. So I just want to be able just to go out there and want to race, because when I was racing trucks, I could do it in my sleep, but I was a backpack driver. My truck was perfect. All the equipment was perfect. But for me, I got to manage, you know, the car, the setup, you know, the logistics of travel and the trailer and then my people and my food. And so I'm like, it's a lot to absorb and for a lot of bandwidth for someone who has to, you know, go out there and run the same tenth every single lap, the entire race to be able to want to race.
Is there a big difference in driving the truck versus the car?
To be honest, not really. I mean, a lot of times we'll race the same night that trucks race, and every single time someone comes with me and asks me, you miss racing trucks? You want to race trucks? And I tell them no. I mean, I miss racing trucks for the environment of people that we're around, but the racing – you know, the driving aspect of the truck, I don't find them enjoyable. I mean, they're fun to watch. I mean, if you're in a big pack of trucks, it's fun. But when you're by yourself, like, they're glorified street stocks. They're not hard to drive. So when I went to A-Mods, when I race now, we were originally on DOT street radial tires, like go down Tire Kingdom and get a set of tires. And you can run a set of tires for up to a season and a half, no problem. And those were hard to drive. It was basically you go into the corner and you turn and you just kind of hope it turns too. And a lot of times it doesn't. But I think it was probably about middle of this season. No, it was the beginning of this season. So it was probably, for us, probably 6 or 7 races ago, they switched us to race tires, which that just flabbergasted me because I raced A-mod. I wanted to race A-mods because of the tire deal. That's why I didn't race for a long time because I did not want to buy tires every single race. To me, that was like there's no possible way to break even or make money racing if you have to buy tires every single race unless you have somebody paying for them for you. So when we got the race tires, I mean, I was mad. Everybody was mad, but I will say that is 10 times more racy than it was because before it was kind of like we're all going out there, going in the turns, just hoping to got turns, and a lot of times it doesn't, but now it's way more of a race car. And a lot of people compare these modifieds to a sportsman car because the only thing that is different between this car and a sportsman is our chassis are a little more offset and we have, you know, no fenders basically. But then we have to run a spec shock and we have to run, we have certain spring rate limits on our springs. But other than that, you know, same motor, same transmission, same rear end, all straight rail chassis. So there's a lot more. I feel like there are a lot more, you know, coming from racing super late model stocks, ARCA cars. It feels more of like a race car compared to a truck.
Now, with your season potential, possible done for, what are you going to do on these? What are you going to do for your weekends? What are you going to do in your spare time now that you might not be racing the rest of the season?
Well, we are leaving. Actually, I have to talk about this. We're going to, on Wednesday, we are leaving to go to Kentucky. We are driving to Kentucky, and I will be racing the 24 Hours of Lemons.
Cool.
So I have never raced a road course before. I've been doing a few hours of time on a simulator, trying to memorize the track. So when I get there, I'm not spending, you know, 3 hours of our practice just trying to learn the track. But, nope, I'm pretty much done racing for a while until I just feel like, you know, I feel like every time I look at my car, I find something else is broke. So, honestly, we raced probably 3 weeks ago and been sitting on the lift ever since. I haven't touched a seal, not on that car. But,
Now, how did you get selected for this race and what made you say, you know what, I've never done a road course. What the hell? Let's go ahead.
So it is a coworker of my dad's. He runs a lemons team. And obviously, you know, my dad's a very proud dad, so everybody knows his son's a race car driver. And and I guess I just kind of talked. My dad just randomly one day was like, hey, we're going to race road course. I'm like, what? Yeah, we're going to Kentucky to race road course. I'm like, okay, I'm going to need a little more information on that. So it was my dad having to work the guy. I mean, I hate to be that kid to be like, yeah, my dad got me the ride. But, I mean, he kind of did. So it's me and 3 or 4 other drivers. And it's a 1994 BMW 328i.
Cool.
So it is at NCM Motorsports Park in Bowling Green, Kentucky.
Okay, that's what I was going to ask.
Yeah. Huh. For me, you know, like I'm a big iRacer. So, like, you know, for me, road courses are hard because you got to learn every corner. I mean, on an oval track, you're going to hit the same turn every single time. That's why it's so competitive because everybody has, you know, thousands and thousands of ways around that same corner. But when you go to a road course, you've got 20-something corners. Well,
and you're turning left and right.
Yeah. And I mean, you can put down a fast lap, but you got to be able to put down fast corners. So you got to learn, you know, how fast you can go through this corner, this corner, this corner, all 20-something of these corners. But, I mean, on an oval track, you got to memorize 2 corners. Once you memorize those 2 corners, then you start playing around. But, you know, it takes a lot to memorize 45 turns and be able to take every single turn a certain way, you know, a way that needs to be, you know, fast in these turns. So when they said that I was going to race road course, I was 100% game. But yes, please, I love road course racing.
Did you do any road courses when you were in ARCA?
Nope. I have the only road course that I've ever done, I wouldn't even call it, I've done go-karts if that counts. I've done a lot of karting stuff, but we did a lot of years ago. I hate saying that because now I'm old enough to that age where I can say that many years ago. We did an expedition event at Sebring with the truck. And it was really just, company we're with, and they're like, hey, this company's going to take all their cars and just parade around the racetrack. They're like, don't do anything crazy. I'm like, okay, good luck with that.
Right,
obviously, all of us that brought our trucks, we just lay way back, just let them go. And then we'd haul through the corners and catch back up and fall back again. But that's about the only road course experience that I have other than just a lot of karting stuff.
Interesting.
I don't think there's anything else we're going to throw out there before we get wrapped up. Try to get the usually shows done in about 30 minutes. We're about in that time frame. Ms. Lee, any final thoughts, questions?
How's the family doing? I don't get on Facebook very often. I still see stuff from Brandon and Jamie. How's your sister? How's your mom and dad?
Well, my brother and Jamie are Jamie's pregnant with twins. That's gonna now we're gonna have a plus four at our holiday events because now they've got Brantley and Caden, and then the two twins now. So, my dad's good. He's traveling all the time. He's actually gone right now for probably I think a week or two. Well, he's gonna actually meet us in Bowling Green. So, probably about 2 weeks. My poor mom's just now getting over COVID. So that was very rough for her because she's kind of the backbone that holds the family together, especially financially. So she's been having to do everything from her room, from her phone. She can't go out. But she's good now. My sister works at the Tampa Aquarium now doing their social media stuff. She loves that job. She loves animals. And so she's living in Tampa area now too. So it's... Everybody's pretty solid, knock on wood, thankfully, compared to a lot.
Good. I'm glad to hear that. Just had to throw that in there because just to let folks know, over the years, we've gotten to know the Martin family extremely well. And, so just had to check in on everybody else, too.
We appreciate that.
Dylan, I want to thank you for coming on, not only tonight, but throughout all the years. Look forward to having you back. I'd like to get you back in here, especially as we get into the next season. See where we are with the car, how many races, what we're looking at. Don't be a stranger. Let's get you back in here. Let's look for a new 2024 race season.
For sure. I feel like it's... like you said, I feel like it's been forever since I've been on the show because, it really has. It's probably been, 5 years probably. So hopefully next year we have a lot better, results to come and, better cars. And I look forward to coming back on and, hopefully with a successful story. So
there we go.
Dylan, give us the name of that race and when it is again, the 24-hour one you're doing.
It is in Bowling Green, Kentucky. It is NCM Motorsports Park, and it is on the, I believe, the 23rd. I need to pull my calendar right here. All right, that's 23rd and 24th. It's the Lemons 24. It's a 24-hour road course race.
Is that going to be on, like, Flow Racing or anything?
I highly doubt it. I don't think Flo. I know Flo and Racing America is not doing it. I don't know if Women's has their own deal, but as far as I know, I have no clue.
All right. Well, we'll have to check your website to see what's going on with that then.
Oh yeah. Well, we'll definitely keep that updated.
Dylan, you have a great night. Good luck with the race, and let's catch back up again here soon.
All right. Thank you so much. It sounds like a plan to me.
Yeah,
all right.
Night.
Thanks, Dylan.
Yes, ma'am. Bye.
Ms. Lee, I want to thank you for stepping in, joining us. I know you was wanting to come on anyway when we talked about having Dylan Martin back on the show.
Oh, absolutely. I wouldn't have missed this for a minute because I was there that first interview with him. And I'm surprised you didn't give him crap about it.
Oh, now he talks so much. It is so night and day. It's so phenomenal. It just makes the whole show go by so quick. And it just so, with all our guests like that, it just so... It's so bright to see all this energy and just to hear the excitement and everything going on. So I'm glad we not only have done so many interviews throughout the years, but we're back to doing this again on Monday nights. Ms. Lee will be in the studio again tomorrow night with Chris and Taz for Race Chat Live. Will let them know what you guys are going to be talking about tomorrow night.
We're having it tomorrow night's our roundtable discussion, so we've got a lot of topics to hit on. We'll be talking about the what we missed last week was the SVG announcement, and we'll be talking about the charter acquisitions and some of the silly season stuff. So it'll be a good show.
All right. Got to be listening in because I want to hear what everybody's thoughts on Denny Hamlin and I beat your driver comment. Oh, my Lord, Denny Hamlin putting it down on the microphone. Loving it. And, of course, Wednesday night, Mario and myself will be in the studio. We'll be recapping last week's college football and NFL football and talk about some of the big headlines coming out of college and the NFL. And getting you guys ready for next week. And then, of course, don't forget Thursday night show, Safety to Success. Jared Hudson will be in the studio talking racing and talking safety and racing. Looking forward to him and his guests this week. Great show on Thursday night. So make sure you guys check that out. You guys can catch all the shows, blogs, videos, all the tabs, how to catch all our podcasts and all these different platforms at www.110nationsportsradionetwork.com. You can catch our shows on all the major platforms, iTunes, iHeart, Spotify, Spreaker, VTR, Amazon, YouTube, you name it, we're there. Just follow us there. I want to thank everybody for tuning in. Ms. Lee, anything you want to throw out there before we jump out of here?
The only thing I'm saying is I'm going to go watch the Browns game.
That's what I'm talking about. You have a good night.
Good night.